Chapter 9, Mishnah 1. Hapegam, rue. So rue, he says over here, is some sort of vegetable which grew in the hilly regions over there. V'yarbuzin hashutim, and also goosefoot. Goosefoot, which he says over here is wild amaranth. I can't pronounce English. Wild amaranthus. Okay. So also another type of plant. V'hachalag lugois, and also purslane. Kuspa shebaharim, hill coriander, vakapa shebanaros, and also water parsley, vagerga shel afar, da meadow berries. All of these things are paturin min hamasros. They are exempt from tithes, vinil kachem mikol adam b'shvis, and you can buy them from anyone in the seventh year, meaning seventh year sanctity. You don't have to worry that the person didn't deal with them properly, and the reason being that all of these things only grow wildly. They don't grow in any guarded area in the seventh year, and you don't have to worry that the person who you're buying them from guarded them, which he was not allowed to do, and then sold them, right? They only grow in an unguarded kind of way. This is the Mishnah Sh'ein Kiyotzivim Nishmar, because there's no watch is kept over the like of them, meaning they never guarded, really, and because they never guarded, so you don't have to worry that someone transgressed with them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Sfichei Chardal Mutarin. Because now we come to the whole thing of Sfichim. Sfichim is a very famous concept that applies even in Israel today. And what Sfichim is it's really talking about aftergrowths, that where you had a crop in a field and it reseeded itself and it grew. So according to Torah law, Sfichim would actually be, that would be 100% permitted, because it's wild, you didn't cultivate it. It's not cultivated produce. It reseeded itself and grew on its own. But we'll see now, we're going to come to it, that the rabbis forbade Sfichim because people were guarding, were growing crop, guarding it, and saying, no, it's not seventh year produce, it's Sfichim. So they had to unfortunately come and ban Sfichim. But Rabbi Yehuda said, Sfichei Chardal Mutarin, he said Sfichim of mustard are permitted, shelo nechshadu alayim oivrei avera, because the transgressors are not suspected in guarding mustard. That wasn't a crop that they pulled that little stunt with. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Kol ha-sfichei mutarin, all sfichim are permitted, chutz mi-sfichei kruv, except for cabbage, she'ein koyotzvim b'yarakos sadeh, because the like of these do not exist amongst wild vegetables. The Chachamim Omer, and the halacha that we follow, is the rabbis who say, Kol ha-sfichim asurin, all sfichim are forbidden. So you can't, even if someone comes along and they say that this, what I'm selling you, or what I've got over here, seeded itself and is not subject to seventh year sanctity, we don't believe him, and it's forbidden rabbinically.